Hi guys, welcome back to Mind the Gap podcast. I'm your host, Grace Provenzano, and you didn't get a podcast on Tuesday. Sorry about that. We got a little bit caught up, got a little bit busy with my day-to-day life, you know. Actually, no, that's a lie. I recorded two podcasts and I hated both of them. So I didn't release them because, you know, I only release quality content. I have to keep my standards high. Which is going to contradict everything I'm about to say, because everything I'm about to say is going to be super random and probably unrelated. Sorry, my voice is, like, squeaking for some reason. Okay, it's better now. Anyways, this is what we're going to talk about today, and it's going to be my shopping problem. Now, if you know me at all, you know I am absolutely terrible at spending money. Like, abysmal. Like, so bad. Like, I will plan, okay? Let's say there's a shirt, okay? It's $20. I will plan for 3 months and wait, like, till I get paid or whatever have you. Or just sit on the idea of this shirt, okay? Like, even if I love it. For example, my skeleton shirt from Urban Outfitters. Literally, I wanted that shirt 5 months before I actually ordered it, okay? And it was only like $30, okay? Which is a lot for a t-shirt, yes. But, you know, I really wanted it. But, you know, I just sat on it and sat on it and was like, well, wait. Well, maybe not, you know, maybe yes. But then, I'll go drop $15 a week on Starbucks. Now, tell me how that adds up. Let's do some math here. A $30 shirt, which I can wear for the next 2 to 3 to 4 years, depending upon how often I wear it, in, like, Washington and whatever, or a freaking Starbucks that'll drink in literally 5 minutes because I have a coffee problem. And it gives me like a little tiny bit of serotonin. I will choose the coffee every time. It doesn't make any sense. And I'm just terrible at budgeting for that reason. Anyways, the reason I'm saying all of this is because I recently got paid, which is probably information you really don't need to know, but I did. And I have been thinking about what to spend my money on, you know? Like, when I hadn't gotten paid for the month, you know, I just made a list in my notes of all the things I wanted. Some of it was simple stuff, like things I need, like bras. Some of it was, like, mediocre stuff, like, that I don't need, but, like, I do want, but it's not expensive. Like, I don't know, I wanted this new eyeshadow that was, like, $20, which, again, I'll use for probably 3 to 4 years. Like, I do my eyeshadow, but not, like, enough to, like, wear, like, get down to the pan, you know? And then there were, like, Mary Janes and, like, Air Force One shadows. But, again, listen, literally, these Air Force One shadows, I kid you not, I've been wanting them for the past year and a half. And that's just sums up my life. Like, they're like, okay, they're like $150 or something like that, maybe $200. But in a year and a half, I definitely could have, like, set aside, like, little bits of money at a time to, like, save up for them, you know. But I did not. I just decided to buy Starbucks all the time. And listen, if you have any advice with budgeting or not impulse buying things, let me know. Because, again, now this is just me venting. And I warned you all about this. But whenever I, like, whenever I need, like, a little crumb of serotonin, I'm like, ooh, I'll just add something to my shopping cart, you know, and then be like, boop, 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 and then I'll buy it, you know? That was my adding to my shopping cart sounds, by the way. But or I'll like buy coffee again. Buying coffee is a huge issue. Literally probably the biggest issue. Is caffeine like chemically addictive? Is that a stupid question? I think probably. Like, it's not like harmful, obviously. I mean, it kind of is, but like not like terribly harmful. But yeah, it's probably chemically addictive. Anyways, I have been saving some money though with my new espresso machine. And listen, my espresso machine is the pride and joy. It's the love of my life, okay? Like, honestly, like, I will bring her with me to college. Davishi came over the other day, and we made some killer lattes, and I've really perfected my iced latte recipe now. And she got me a new Chamberlain coffee bag, and I really love it a ton, and I keep using it. I think I like it better than the one I got from Christmas for myself. So shout out to her. But yeah, so I've been making a lot of lattes by myself, and that has been saving me a decent amount of money, you know? But like, sometimes I'll just be like, oh, I want to have a fun moment. Let me go to Starbucks after school. Or like, oh, I got to school like 25 minutes too early. Let's run to Starbucks real quick. And listen, again, this is being very random, but I will always choose Starbucks over Dunkin', and let me tell you why. I know Dunkin' is cheaper. I know their coffee is just as good as the quality, pretty much. But something about Starbucks coffee, I swear they put something in it. It just makes me want to get it every time. And I know you're either a Starbucks person or you're a Dunkin' person, but I'm a Starbucks person. And I know it hurts my bank account even more, but I just really like it. And also, Dunkin' makes me shit my pants every time, without fail. And I really hate that, so... yeah, I have found, if you have that problem like me, it's usually the iced drinks that do that to me. I've found if you get it, like, without sugar, that really, really helps. So, just get it, like, sugar-free, or, like, just get creamer in it. I just get creamer and just coffee with a little bit of cream, like, half and half in it when I go. And that does help. But again, I'm too set in my ways. I like my Starbucks too much. Literally, sometimes I just go to Starbucks and get a black coffee. This is literally how big of a problem I have. Like, I could make that at home within 10 minutes, and I could probably make it just as good, if not better quality. You know? And here's, you want to hear the sad part? I'm going to whisper now because I'm really ashamed of this. I've drank so much coffee over the past, like, 2-3 years that I'm such a coffee snob. That coffee is not even really satisfying that much to me anymore, you know? Like, sometimes I'm like, that wasn't that good. But then I go and buy it again the next day. Like, I'm like, oh, maybe it'll be better this time. Maybe it'll make me happier this time. But nope. It's just the same every time. And is that a problem I need to solve by myself? 100%. Will I solve it? Probably not. So, in conclusion, if you have any tips on how to not buy Starbucks multiple times a week, please let me know. Again, have gotten better at it. It's gotten to less of a crippling addiction, but you know, it was kind of bad out there for a while. The reason I'm saying this, speaking of buying things, today I've really gotten into making a Google Doc of all the things I want to buy for my dorm. Like, I found a duvet set, I found some throw pillows, found some cute plant wall art, found a lamp. You know, it was just all around over a good time. Do I even know where I'm going to college yet? No. Is it stressing me out? Yes. That's besides the point. My dorm is going to look pretty much the same anywhere I go, you know, like going to have a twin bed. Gonna have some pictures and stuff. Like, it'll be the same. Like, maybe a desk. So, I didn't feel too bad about that. But it was exciting, you know? I love home decor. If you know me, I love home decor. Really a big fan of Joanna Gaines.
Shout out to her Target section. Really just feel like I'm at home whenever I'm in Joanna Gaines' Target section. Yeah, I mean, basically, I'm just bad at budgeting. And that's really bad because I've recently realized how much housing and food costs at college. So, big yikes. Honestly, that's not going to be good for my bank account or my self-esteem. Or I'm already bad at budgeting, especially when it comes to food. So, maybe I'll get, like, a self-help book about budgeting. Will I read it? Probably not. Maybe, like, is there a budgeting podcast I could listen to? I'll probably listen to it. Like, if you have any recommendations, let me know. I'll find something, you know? I'll get on that grind. Because also, this is really just so random. All these things I'm saying are so random. I hope this formulates at the end, because I have to post something. But, and this is relatable content, you know? Like, this is just, like, things, like, flying off my brain, you know? So hopefully you can relate to this. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, the reason I definitely need to be saying is because I really want a lot of tattoos, and I want to get them all around my birthday. Casey and I decided we might get a bee tattoo. We decided that today. I think that'd be really cute. There's, like, a really cute, like, deeper meaning behind it that I feel that's very us. I want a tattoo for both my parents and my siblings. I want to get all three of those on my birthday. Me and Bryn are going to get a little paper airplane tattoo. I'm going to get mine on my collarbone. It's going to be really cute and fun. But if I want to get all of those, I'm going to have to get all of them, like, June, July area. And tattoos are not cheap. I just want to be a living piece of artwork, you know? Like, I want to just be, like, I think it's so cool that, like, you can have someone else's art on your body. Yeah. Anyways, okay, here. Last random thing. If you've made it this far, love you. If you keep listening to these podcasts, I love you. Like, honestly, like, thank you so much. That's just the sweetest. I really do appreciate you. We're going to do a episode 10 giveaway. I haven't realized what it is yet. I'll probably make you, like, a little cute, like, care package basket thing. I don't know yet. But we'll do, like, a little raffle thing. It'll be totally random. I do know about that part. I'll probably, like, everyone's name who enters. I'll put them on a wheel. But maybe, I don't know what the incentive of the raffle is going to be. Maybe it'll just be, like, a bit, like, a little, like, thank you for listening to my podcast kind of thing, you know. Oh, this is my story. I got my car stuck in our grass today, and let me tell you why. So, my dad, like I said, I haven't said this before, actually. He likes to hit our cars with our other cars. He's done it twice now, and it's both times it's been on accident when he's been backing out twice. And then he's like, oh, man. He doesn't say that. He's like, oh, fuck, and then he kicks the cars. Anyways, I don't want to do that because that seems like a terrible plan, and then they would all make fun of me and then I'd get in trouble. Them meaning my family. So whenever I back out, my dad always, like, I park, our driveway is weird. I have to park, like, kind of, like, off to the side because, like, the top of the driveway is wider than the bottom of the driveway. And so whenever I back out, I kind of have to drive in the grass because I don't want to hit my dad's car, you know, because he, like, parks really close behind me. So usually that's fine. So I was so focused on backing the car out today to try and get pick up Elizabeth from cheer practice that I forgot there's, like, 2 feet of snow on the ground. And so I started driving into the snow, and then I got stuck in the snow. And literally, yeah, it was bad. I tried to, like, shovel myself out. And I was wearing my Birkenstocks, and I just kept falling in the snow. I literally looked ridiculous, and I, like, was trying not to cry, so I just kind of kept hysterically laughing. And then I just had to take my dad's car to pick up Elizabeth from gymnastics, so my car just sat in the middle of our grass for, like, a half hour. And everyone probably drove by, laughed at me. And then I had to, like, lay in the snow and dig it out for, like, 20 minutes. And literally what happened was there was so much snow like, obviously the traction wasn't great, but the problem was there was so much snow, my car drove on top of it, but then it got, like, pushed off the ground because, it, like, the middle part, there was so much snow. So I had to scrape all the snow out from underneath it to stop it pushing my car up, and then my car literally just kept, like, dropping down. Like, I'd kick out some snow and it'd be like, and, like, drop down a little bit, and I was like, if I get crushed right now, that would really suck. But anyways, if you would have seen it, it would have been really hysterical. Imagine me flailing around in my yard with a shovel, throwing snow, desperately trying to dig my car out of my lawn, but the whole time I'm doing that, I'm wearing Birkenstocks, and I also just keep falling in the snow, and there's, like, human-sized dents in the snow the whole time, but also I'm laughing like a maniac. Actually, don't imagine that. That's quite embarrassing, but it's also kind of funny, so that's why I told you. Anyways, thanks for listening. That's the end of this podcast. Like I said, this was super random. Hope you learned a thing or two about what not to do when you're budgeting, and I hope you appreciated my funny snow story, because I thought it was pretty funny. I like making fun of myself. I think laughing at myself is funny. Okay. Also, if you want to be a guest, let me know, like, for real, like, hit me up, like, DM me, because I'm running out of ideas, and that's bad, because I've only released 6 podcasts at this point, but nothing in my life is being interesting right now, and I don't want to talk about the same things over and over again. So please hit me up if you want to be a guest. I think we could have a really good time. Really appreciated Bryn Daly being on my podcast. So if you want to be on here, just let me know. Anyways, hope you're having a great Saturday if that's when you're listening. Love you very much. Yeah, have a good day. Love you. Bye-bye. Hee-hee.